Dave Rabbit here again with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. If you love politics and are tired of hearing and reading all that robotic crap that keeps churning out from the mainstream media, then come join me and thousands of people from around the world at AbovePolitics.com. They have political forums for everyone's taste, including U.S. politics, United Kingdom politics, Canadian politics, head-to-head political debates, politics of war. They have a general chit-chat and a freshman forum for you newbies and rookies to the political arena. There's also forums about Mideast conflict, socialism. They have a slugfest, liberalism, conservatism, moderate, and my personal favorite, military and security issues. So if you don't want to be another sheep and want to be a unique thinker, AbovePolitics.com is for you. Part of the Above Network, LLC. Deny apathy. AbovePolitics.com.
Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
I'd also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And we want to welcome everybody. This is the ATS Mix.
And just FYI, I don't know if you saw the email or not, but Bill's not feeling real well today.
Oh,
he's
no.
Sick. Yeah, he's got the flu or something. He's just really not feeling real well. So he may not be at the top of his Skeptic Overlord game when we eventually connect to him.
So you mean we might even not have any threads to talk about?
May not. I don't know. I haven't gotten an email on anything, and he copies both of us, so I know you haven't gotten it either. So
should we do it?
Let's do it!
And now it's time for a different view. This is the Skeptic Overview.
And welcome one and all. This is the Skeptic Overview. I am Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit.
And I guess that would make me the Spock to you being my Captain Kirk.
I guess, yeah, maybe. Well, what does that make Bill?
Well, you know, in all those
I'm the Admiral at Starfleet.
See, he picked his own title.
There you go. I love that. Well, that's going to be much better than one of those omnipresent type beings that reside
in the Omnipotent. I can't even say
omnipotent. Is that what the word you're trying to find?
What's the word, Bill? Omnipotent? What is that word?
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent. Oh, there you go.
Ouch. All right.
It's like I'm the Pope, except it's I'm the Potent.
There's right. There's several ways to pronounce it. Omnipotent, omnipotent.
That was it. The second one, omnipotence. Whatever you say.
Well, that's you, then, Bill.
Okay, right. That's Bill's title. All right. Well, let's get to it because the skeptic is not feeling really at the top of his game. Leotards today. So.
The enemies of truth and freedom have put some poison in my food, so I'm struggling hard as it is.
So you're suffering from the conspiracy flu.
That's got to be it. I mean, there's no other explanation. I take such good care of myself.
Yes. All right. So what you got going on here?
Well, let's just get right into answering more of the Ask the Skeptic questions. I'm not feeling nearly bright enough to pontificate properly on the threads.
Right, good.
Another good word.
All right. Well, we're going to start right where we left off. If you remember in last week's Skeptic Overlord show, we had two believer not. He answered that one. And so the next one right down the list is, and by the way, anybody that wants to post a question for the Skeptic Overlord, be sure and go to the information area of the ATS Mix site, and you'll be able to see a thing that says Ask Skeptic Overlord and just post your questions. Now, we're going from the very beginning to the end, so please understand that it's just going to take a few weeks to get to your questions. So here we go. Pagani, do you like my avatar?
Oh, I love it. Actually, I'm not looking at the thread right now, so I have no idea. But I'm not sure. I love your avatar. It's fantastic. It's among the best I've ever seen.
Okay, good.
Our next member, Unraveler, asked this. You created a site to bring all sorts of people to discuss all kinds of conspiracies. But do you personally believe in any of them? And if you do, which ones? Of course, excluding the obvious ones like government is waging war to get oil.
No, I don't believe in any of this stuff.
Okay.
Awkward pause.
awkward pause, gap.
Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of them. Too much to get into, but
name one, Bill. For
name, I do think that there's some silly business going on with the entire UFO spectrum of conspiracies that are involved in the cover up of the potential idea that the government is aware of and had contact with aliens from other planets. But again, I mean, you're talking about an entire category of conspiracies and cover-ups. So I would have, if I were to pick one which is easy to express for the purposes of this little show, I would say that. But there's a whole bunch of others, and we can probably get into those another time.
Okay. ATS member scientist says, and I'm going to just shorten this one a bit. What would be the perfect ATS, Bill, if given unlimited resources? Would it be like a social networking site, a complete media outlet with newspapers and TV shows and documentaries?
It would be an all-encompassing, all-enveloping, all things to all people in all places network at all times. Another uncomfortable pause.
Hey, it's your show, boss. We're just asking questions here.
No, the ideal thing is I think is clearly what we expressed in our event on November 5th with the revolution, is that we want AboveTopSecret.com to be the center of an ecosystem from which a number of things spring, all fueled by this user-generated content that our members bring to us. This turning into a radio show, several books, DVDs, television shows, even live events, and we're even starting to think about regional user groups that give our members a chance to get together and focus on projects on their own in different regions of the world, really. So, yeah, it's really tough to sort of picture where it might be 3 to 5 years from now, but really, we see the site still being the center to this ecosystem of a lot of incredible stuff that happens.
Okay. Well, Wolfie UK asked this question, and it kind of ties in with the previous question, but will it be possible in the near future that ATS could actually have its own channel like the Discovery Channel and be able to do shows covering some of those great topics we have here and broadcast them to the wider public?
Possible, yeah. That actually has been a topic of conversation amongst ourselves as we plan how the business could grow. It sort of relates to the previous question, and it certainly is possible. I don't know if it'll really develop that way, but you know, who knows? It's not impossible, I'll say.
All right, member option to choose, and I'm going to kind of combine these. He does make a comment. He says, thanks for a true quality on the internet, which I think is a pretty good kudo. He says, with regards to the unusually professional and tightly run website, and he puts parentheses ATS and with a big thumbs up, will there be a book version forthcoming? And if so, would you consider allowing members to submit artwork for the cover?
We are now working on a book. Jim Mars is the author. The cover artwork is already decided upon. However, that's actually a good idea. We do need some illustrations for the inside, and we certainly could open that up to for members to maybe contribute. So that's not a bad idea. I'll look at where we are with the book and the selecting of the imagery and see what we can come up with.
Okay, cool.
Bill, we have a kind of an interesting question here by a member by the name of Sharchai or Sharchi, and my apologies if I didn't pronounce that correctly, but here is his or her question. Bill, why are complaints, suggestions, and disputes handled behind closed doors? And why are threads constantly locked without any open consultation denying further possible member discussions exactly at a time when we are all trying to push the mainstream for more transparency? I support the ATS site and general philosophy, but this aspect has been becoming more and more prevalent.
I don't think it's more and more prevalent. It's probably just so much that member has noticed. Maybe there's been a couple complaints. I mean, the issue of allowing members to submit a complaint behind the scenes is really to avoid drama. We want to make sure that as the discussions move forward on AboveTopSecret.com, that we all focus on the topics and not the topic of the topics or something like that. And over experience in growing ATS to where it is now over the past 3 to 4 years, we've simply found that if these things are handled behind the scenes and we're not creating threads that generates public drama, everything gets resolved quicker, smoother, and those involved tend to move on and contribute better. The more we drag out drama or issues, the more they get drug out, and it just continues to go on and never end. And I know it can seem like it's like we're not being like we're attempting to hide things. That's not the case. We're just attempting to manage a community where the topics of what we talk about are the focus, not each other.
Well, you know, I can almost imagine that because we are a conspiracy site, that people would immediately gravitate towards this line of thinking, you know.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Oh, why are they doing that behind closed doors?
Exactly. That's not the case, though.
Well, actually, and of course, because Johnny and I have both participated in the Behind the Magic Curtain, if you will, that was one of my most amazing things that I saw transpire is the amount of discussion that goes on before anything is put into action on the site. That's what I thought was amazing.
Well, Bill, we want to thank you again. We know that you're not feeling quite up to par here.
And... Okay, no problem.
All right.
As he goes running to the bathroom.
Yeah, we do appreciate your time and inconvenience and pulling yourself out of bed to do this with us.
Hey, for you, I would do it maybe once a year.
Well, I guess we better be count ourselves lucky on this one then. All right, Bill, thanks for cutting you off.
Okay.
All right, we have a man by the name of Johnny Utah, kind of our roving reporter, our political correspondent, if you will. So let's bring him on now.
One ringy dingy.
Johnny Utah?
I'm sorry, we must have the wrong number. We were trying to reach Hannity and Combs.
No, I'm sorry. You got Johnny Utah, the world famous traveler.
Yeah, in your own mind. What's happening there?
Well, actually, I'm not in Utah today. I am in Russia.
What happened to Antarctica?
Well, I got a call from a friend of mine. He's vice president of marketing for this firm called the Illuminati. His name's Alex Jones. And so he told me I should probably head up to Russia because Kosovo decided, he said they were going to decide to declare independence over the weekend.
Right.
So there's a lot of turmoil going on. A lot of unrest. Russia isn't real happy with it. They're thinking, I guess there's two other states, South Ossetia and some other one you just got to spit all over yourself to say the name of. I guess Putin's worried they're going to, you know, claim independence too. And so he's claiming there's going to be this war in the Balkans again, but I think he's just worried about upsetting his control that he has. I don't know how much value that has, but I was wondering, is it possible I could ask the skeptic overlord a question?
Yes, it's very possible you could ask him that, but he had to go to the bathroom.
So you'll have to ask Dave and Johnny instead.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
He's under the weather and he had to excuse himself momentarily, so you'll have to ask us.
All right, guys. Well, I was wondering, with all the stuff that's going on with Russia, and especially now that I'm over here and I'm seeing it, they're really upset about the defense system that we have put in, and that satellite that's coming around, and we're going to shoot it down. They think that that's going to be, you know, a test of that system. We're saying, no, we have to shoot it down, and, you know, who knows? It's probably a test of the system. But I wonder what you guys think on that. Do you think that we are being aggressive by increasing our defensiveness?
Well, you know what the whole story is about the reason for trying to shoot down the satellite is, right, Johnny Utah?
What is that?
Well, it's full of some poisonous. Of course.
I understand that. I was waiting for the alternate side. I didn't know that.
I'll give you a little backdoor story here, Dave. The satellite that we are referring to is supposedly in a decaying trajectory right now, and everyone is afeared that it will re-enter the atmosphere and crash possibly somewhere on some populated area, and it is full of a poisonous and toxic material inside. And so the decision was made that they would launch another rocket/missile up to it and try to blow it up so that it would then burn up as it re-entered the atmosphere and not create any damage. And that's pretty much the backstory on that.
Okay, so basically, if I understand this correctly, Johnny Utah wants to know what our take is about what the Russians are fearing, that it's a BS story, and that we're only destroying this because we want to test the weapon system. Now, do I understand this correctly?
Yes, you have that correctly, yes.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, how do you disprove or prove anything? The thing that drives me crazy about politics, and that's one reason why I don't get involved in politics, is because everybody is skeptical of everybody else. And I don't care what you say. I don't care what kind of documents you produce. They're either going to believe you or not believe you. My take on it, blow the mother out of the ocean or the skies or wherever it is and be done with it. Who cares what the Russians do or don't do? I mean, my Lord, I mean, if we sit there and just not do something because it's a possibility that it can hurt innocent men, women, and children, I mean, because of what somebody might think, you know, that's crap. I'm sorry. I think they all blow it up and not worry about it.
Remember, I believe it was about a year and a half ago when the Chinese shot down and destroyed a satellite. And so I think a lot of people are now beginning to wonder if this is going to become a regular thing of where every country starts shooting down satellites, and that possibly, and I think this might be something that Johnny Utah may have been trying to allude to, is that does it really have this toxic type stuff inside there that necessitates us having to fire a rocket or a missile and destroy it? And if so, is this just a cover story for possibly this defense initiative? Is that not pretty much what you're trying to lead to?
Well, that's some of what I'm leading to, but it could also, you could look at it another way, is that it could look for, you're looking at a future tactic in warfare on top of that. As you were saying, with the Chinese shooting down that satellite, well, then we're showing that we have, it could be a flex of our muscle towards China in a roundabout way, even though China's looking at it. They may have forgot it, but now that we're bringing it up right now, they're like, oh, yeah, look at this. We're shooting it down. We're letting them know we can do the same thing, that they're not omnipotent when it comes to knocking stuff out of the sky.
That makes twice we've heard that word, Dave.
Yeah, where was he earlier when we were trying to do this?
Oh, that's a lovely word. I like to proclaim that all the time, that I'm
listen,
omnipotent.
Listen, don't push it. We can cut you off real fast.
I like to proclaim it. I didn't say it was true.
Very good.
We probably didn't answer your question the way you wanted it to be answered, and we apologize that Skeptic isn't here to be able to chime in also. Is there anything else that possibly Dave and I can help not answer?
Well, possibly.
All right.
I'm wondering if we see another Axis power being assimilated and assembled in front of us.
And who might that be?
Well, you see, the Russians, they have started their overflights again. And they've beefed up their military, and they're just making sure everyone knows they're the biggest boy on the block when it comes to Europe. But then they're also helping Iran. You know, Iran stopped its nuclear fuel production because Russia was handing it to them. They didn't have to produce it anymore. So Iran and Russia obviously have something. Syria is now on the nuclear watch list, and you have all of it, and then North Korea, on top of it, is balking, you know, on their agreement to disarm. You know, those countries right there could very well be something that could threaten Europe, you know, and the Western world.
My answer would be possibly.
And that was a nice, safe answer there, Dave.
Well, I mean, I would have to have more facts to give him a ironclad Dave Rabbit stance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
What are you laughing about, boy? You're really pushing your...
Am I talking with Bill Clinton here? I don't know.
not unless he's over there where your location is in Russia. In answer to your question, Johnny Utah, I am not one that really enjoys the political arena. That's not my forte.
I don't believe it.
Well, I know. Don't sugarcoat it. But I don't particularly care. You know, I care that about what happens to humanity in the world, but at the same time, I know that there's a bunch of nuts out there that, you know, all of them have a secret agenda. Our country, Russia, Germany, France, England, you name it, they have a secret agenda. And I think it's just real difficult for someone like myself, or anybody else for that matter, unless they have researched this their entire life and know all the ins and outs of the situations and the geographies involved, to be able to make an intelligent answer on a question that you're throwing out hypothetically. So an answer to my question, to your question, to which you asked the first time that I answered the second time, possibly.
And there is usually a bottle of aspirin that is served right after an answer quite like that.
And that's handed to Johnny.
That's right, who takes a handful and then hands it to Johnny Utah.
And then has dreams.
Johnny Utah just gets a nosebleed. It's okay.
Well, it's at that elevation you're at there in Russia.
Elevation.
Yeah, well, no, I'm in Russia, so it's not too, it's higher over here. It's colder, but it's...
Okay, but I got one question. Have you learned to do the goose step yet with the Russian troops?
No, I got to be careful over here. The KGB is watching me, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, they
afraid
are.
To go out.
Okay. Well, where are you going? Where are you going to be next week?
I don't know. I got to check with the Illuminati, I guess, and see what they're planning. See where I can head off to.
Who's your key contact in the Illuminati? I'm just curious.
Alex Jones.
Okay. That must
yeah,
be
he's
why,
the vice president.
I'm sorry.
That must be why he's been saying Alex Jones for 17 times.
I'm sorry. Yes. All right.
But yeah, like I said, he's the vice president of marketing for the Illuminati.
Well, not to be confused with his brother Jim, which we talked about last time. So,
Jim Jones, right? Yeah, I stopped by his
Alex
his old
Jim
house
Jones.
Down in Guyana.
And apparently, you didn't drink the punch, which is what we commend you for.
I just had a sip. Gave me a little diarrhea. I'm okay.
Oh boy! Then we'll send you down to the Skeptic Overlord's house. You two can hold hands. Okay. Well, we're gonna let you go, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye, Johnny.
You too. Bye.
All right. Representing the members of the above topsecret.com website as well as the above network, LLC, I'm Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Bill.
Welcome back, Bill. Whew. You can't see this on radio, but I'm waving my hand real fast in front of my face.
Somebody needs to crack open a window and
oh,
real
please,
quick.
Please. And until next time, we'll see everyone here on the ATS Mix.
Hey everyone, Johnny Anonymous here. Just wanted to let you know that after a long day of denying ignorance at the above top secret area, or denying apathy at the above politics area, I like to go to the below top secret arena and just have some fun denying boredom. It doesn't matter if I'm in the mood to just chit chat with some of the other members and friends or share a good joke, I can do that and so much more in the below top secret forum. In fact, I just got a great recipe for marinating steaks in the food and cooking arena. It was so good that my lady friend just couldn't believe that I found it on that website. You found that at belowtopsecret.com, she asked? Yes, my dearest, I replied. At belowtopsecret.com, it's like a one-stop shop of fun and information. They've got areas like travel, health and wellness, music, literature, entertainment, art, and sports. They even have sections that you can rant in, talk about your faith and spirituality, learn about the coolest websites on the net, or even just talk about your latest relationship. Or maybe you're more into breaking news events, urban legends, or even an area that offers you some help on fixing that broken down DeSoto your dad has collecting dust in his garage. Well, friends, I've got to tell you that I've got her hooked. And now she and her friends all go to belowtopsecret.com and hang out in the numerous areas on the forum. So if you're looking to deny boredom, maybe you should stop by www.belowtopsecret.com and start having some fun, too.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat. We'll be right back.